This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar ended her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination Monday with plans to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. Her decision came a day before Super Tuesday, when voters head to the polls in 14 states. Her decision followed similar moves by Pete Buttigieg on Sunday and Tom Steyer over the weekend. Polling shows Biden will win 7 of the 14 states voting on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders is expected to come out on top in 6 states. AP's Shelley Adler has a preview.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is feeling confident heading into Super Tuesday now that he has his first ever primary win behind him.
I think we can win most of the southern states. We're in contention, including in Texas. It's going to be very hard to make up the ground in California, but I think we can make up a lot of ground in California in 3 days.
But Bernie Sanders, who has more money and better outreach, is feeling pretty good, too.
We have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
Both Sanders and Biden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The United States reported 4 more coronavirus deaths on Monday, even as the number of new cases at the epicenter of the illness in China dropped to its lowest level in 6 weeks, and hundreds of patients were released from hospitals. The deaths in the western state of Washington pushed the U.S. toll to 6, as the virus continued to spread across the globe, including about 100 cases in the United States. The World Health Organization reported nearly 9 times more cases outside China than inside the country, with new reports of the outbreak in New York, Berlin, and Moscow. The death toll surpassed 3,000, and the number of people affected in 60 nations rose to more than 89,000. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Trump administration on Monday said it's imposing a cap on the number of Chinese citizens permitted to work for China's major state-run media companies in the United States at any given time. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the move in a tweet, urging Beijing to, quote, respect the freedom of expression. U.S. officials took the measure weeks after China revoked the press credentials of 3 Wall Street Journal reporters based in Beijing. The journalists were penalized after the Wall Street Journal printed an opinion piece criticizing China. Syrian government forces have recaptured the town of Sarakab on the highway between Damascus and Aleppo, one day after Turkish fighter jets reportedly shot down 2 Syrian government warplanes. Damascus also claims it shot down 3 Turkish drones. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
The Syrian army said it had recaptured the town and the highway, which it lost to Turkish-backed rebels last week. Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV claimed that rebels continue to control the outskirts of Sarakab and that fighting has not ended. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told supporters Monday that Turkey has exacted a heavy toll on Syrian government forces. Erdogan claimed he was receiving numerous phone calls from world leaders, including German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, as well as a visit Monday from Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Both Russia and Turkey confirmed that Erdogan would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
North Korea has fired what are believed to be short-range missiles into the sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North launched the 2 unidentified projectiles in a clear resumption of weapons demonstrations following a month-long hiatus. The move comes 2 days after North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised an artillery drill aimed at testing combat readiness. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff couldn't immediately confirm how far the new projectiles flew or whether the weapons were ballistic or rocket artillery. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Afghanistan officials say a blast on Monday at a football field in a southeastern province has killed 3 brothers and shattered a period of relative calm. This as the Taliban announced an end to a partial truce 2 days after signing a deal with Washington and told fighters to resume operations against Afghan security forces. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. The local governor said he did not know who was behind it. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.